Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the fourth shir. We're talking about the pasuk that says, "In kesef talvis ami," if because you should give it because you want to give it, because that shows that you're a Jew, and not because you're forced. Because one of the simanim of being Jewish is gomel chesed. Another siman is a rachman. So, but we said that if you give it that way because you have to, not because you want to. There's a kiyum mitzvah, just not a kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus. However, from the Rambam, it's mashma. There's no kiyum mitzvah at all. The Rambam says, if you give it upon him zoafos, you give it angrily, there's no mitzvah at all. So it appears, tali ha-machloik is shach tas. Shach, reish mem tes k'tes, asks in the Rambam, in halacha yudalit, that the lowest level of giving tzedakah is sadness, eitzef. Ayin halacha dalit, yudalit. Halacha dalit, the Rambam says, that... There's no mitzvah at all. When you give it with an angry face, there's no mitzvah at all. So there's a steer between Dalit and Yud-Dalit. Dalit, he says that when you give it angrily, there's no mitzvah at all. And Yud-Dalit, he says it's a low level when you give it sadly, but it's still a mitzvah. So the Shach answers is a chiluk. When you give it angrily, that's an halacha Dalit, there's no mitzvah at all. When you're just sad, there's a mitzvah. It's not the ideal way of doing the mitzvah. So this is a din according to the Shach L'Chayr in Hilchot Tzedakah. In Hilchot Tzedakah, there's a din to give it with a happy face. And you give it with an angry face, so there's no kiyum mitzvah. You give it sadly, there's a kiyum, it's a kiyum p'chusa, kiyum p'chus. It's a lesser type kiyum. And he doesn't mention anything about the Simanei Ha'uma, but we can say that since you're not exhibiting the Siman of Klal Yisrael, when you give it sadly, so it's a low level of Tzedakah. Because you're not, it's still tzedakah, but it's a low level of tzedakah because you're not exhibiting the Jewish way of being a rachman and a goy mel chesed. If you had that midah, then you'd be giving it with joy. So that's bidas hashach. But the Taz and Sifkan Beis writes that if you're forced to give tzedakah, there's no kiyum mitzvah. And that's again the Rambam in Halacha Dalid. The Rambam says that if you give tzedakah b'sever panim rois, Panak vushes pekarka, so then you're angry, so there's no mitzvah at all. And the Birkei Yosef, he writes that according to the Shach, as long as it's not bepanim zofa, as long as you're not angry, there's a mitzvah. So how can the Taz say that if you give it because you're forced, there's no mitzvah? The Rambam says if you're angry, there's no mitzvah. But if you're forced, there is a mitzvah. So we see from the Taz that the pagam is not because of panim zofos. But rather, because you're not giving out of Rachmanis and Gemilas Chasadim. And that's every time you give B'kfiyah. And the Taz holds that if you give when you're sad, it's not pshat that you don't want to give. Because you don't have Rachmanis. Pshat is that it's hard for you to part with your money. You wish you hadn't met the guy. You ever have that feeling? You gave the ani, but you wish he hadn't come around. You'd have more money in your pocket, unfortunately. Many of us have had that feeling. So that's according to the Taz when you give it ba'atzvus. But when you're giving me toch kfir or bepanim zayafos, that shows you don't want to give it at all. And if you don't want to give it at all, so then you're not showing the siman of Klal Yisrael. And if you're not showing the siman of Klal Yisrael, then there's no mitzvah. So it comes out that according to the Taz, if you're not showing the siman of Klal Yisrael, of being a rachman, a gomel chesed, by giving it bepanim zayafos or bekfir, there's no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah at all because you're not showing the signs of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says panim zoafos. But it's not only a din in panim zoafos. It's not only a din in ma'aseh tzedakah. Because even if you do it b'kfiyah, also you're also not yotzei the mitzvah. Because according to the Taz, the vort is that you have to be displaying the simanim of this umah. If you're not displaying the simanim of the umah, then there's no mitzvah. And that's done when you give it panim zoafos. And that's done when you give it with angry face, when you're forced, so you're not showing the siman of this nation. When you give it ba'atzvus, you still have the siman of Klal Yisrael. But the reason you're sad is because you just wish you wouldn't have to part with your money. So according to the Taz, if you're not showing the siman of Klal Yisrael, there's no mitzvah. According to the Shach, we said, no, it's not the pshat. According to the Shach, there's a din in Hochatz Nesinas Staka that you can't give it upon him zoafos. But if you're just sad, maybe that's not according to the Shach. According to the Taz, we said it is. But according to the Taz, maybe if you, according to the Shach, according to the Taz, we said this: when you give it when you're sad, this you're showing the siman of this umah, you're just at the part with your money. But according to the shach, when you give it when you're sad, you're still mekayim a mitzvah, because you might not be showing the siman of this umah, but there's still a kiyum, even if you're not showing the siman of the umah. It doesn't say that when you give it bikfiyah, there's no mitzvah at all. That's the taz, because then you're not showing your rachman. If you're not giving mitoch rachmanis, mitoch gemilus chasadim, so because you're a giving person, because you're a merciful person, according to the taz, there's no mitzvah at all. According to the shach, there is a mitzvah. When you give panim zofos, there's a pagam. So there's no mitzvah. But when you give it when you're sad, it could be that it's not one of the simanim of this nation, that you're not showing that siman, but you're still makayim a mitzvah. There's still a kiyum mitzvah according to the shach. And therefore, it would be a machlekes, the im. And as we wanted to say pshat in the im, is that there's still a kiyum mitzvah, it's just bedarka b'chusim, when you give it mitoch kfiya. So that would seem to be lefishitas ha-shach, and lo lefishitas ha-taz v'ayin b'zeh. Beautiful. Now, the gabi, the simile of Baishanim, we learn in the Gemara in Yevomis, from what it says in Parshas Yisroi, 2017, b'avur tiyeh yirato al pneichem, Levilti Sechetou. How do you know that the Jewish people are Baishanim? Because it says that we receive the Torah, it's so we should have Yira. We should have Yira on our face, and we shouldn't sin. Now, Kasha is that this is Yira Schet. Maze Inyan Baishanim. It's Kasha and the Gemara. The Marsha brings in the Gemara in the Dorim 28. That it says there, Laman Tia Zu Busha, Labilti Techato Malamit Shabusha Mevila Yerashet. So this Busha of Laman Tia Yerasa Apenechem brings to Labilti Techato that you're not going to sin, the fear of sin. Amr Simon Yafe Bodim Shu Baishin. It's a good sin when a person's an embarrassed person, a shamed person. And he says that if you, in the Sugya, then if you don't have Boishas Panim, then we know that your Ovis didn't stand in Har Sinai. The Ran writes, says everyone who's here today and isn't here today is going to have this yira. So if you don't have boishes panim, you're not mizera beis Yisrael. You weren't at Har Sinai. You were in your ancestors. But the chayra, it's still shver. Pasuk says that when you have yiras Hashem, you're not going to sin. So what does that have to do with busha? Marsha brings to marnidorim. The manti is busha. The bilti techatol. Busha brings to yiras chay. Yirasa, the Pasuk says, Yirasa apaneichem. What's the busha? Where's the busha? Yir is not busha. Fear isn't embarrassment. It's two separate emotions. So what's the Gemara talking about? What's the Marsha talking about? What's the Ran talking about? So the Ran and the Dalam and the Marsha and Yavam say that it says apaneichem. Ah, so basically talking about busha. Like it says boishes panim. The opposite of boishes panim is aspan. Self. It says yira, not busha. Ubi yoser. It's not necessarily talking about somebody says doesn't have busha. You know that his avos didn't stand in Har Sinai. It's not talking about dafka. He's over on mitzvah Hashem. Ayn sham basugya. There also says it yadur shalom to avos al Har Sinai. Understand? Somebody is omer avos Har Sinai. It says yira. What does that have to do with busha? Yira is yirasu al panechem lebit techato. What does that have to do with busha? Busha doesn't have to do with sinning or not sinning necessarily. The pasuk is talking about not sinning because you have yira. Mazik hashul the busha. The Rosh writes, "Kol hayori misbayish l'chayra." What he means is meniyas hachet is because of yira, and this yira maybe also brings him to busha, and that's the marsha's al penecha. Have a mazik hashul the busha. I'm a yira mevi'a lebusha. If you're yari, you're yari. You're not misbayish. It says in the Gemara, busha brings to yira eschet. It's mashma busha prevents sin. And it's not an addition to yira. It says, kol misbayish lo meheru choyte, v'chol nenod boshes panim. So you see, busha is my naschet. Not like the Rosh says, that once you have yira, the yira eschet is after the meni eschet, you're not sinning because of the yira. And then Memele, you have Busha. It's a Lomashakatuf. Katuf Yira, lo Busha. Busha prevents sin. Year is not an outcome of your busha is not an outcome of your year. Busha prevents sin in the first place. And not like the Rosh wanted to say, that you don't sin because of yira, and if you have yira, maybe you have busha. No, you don't sin because of busha. But again, busha isn't yira. When you have busha, it's monea chet, but it's monas chet. But that's not yira, it's a different emotion. So we want to understand how this yira is connected to the busha. There'll be a busha if we don't answer this question. Moirai v'raboisai, ha-barur b'zehu, that the pasuk is not talking about yiras ha'inish. They were talking about Mamad Har Sinai. We're talking about Kalis. We're talking about Lapidim. I keep thinking of all these famous people. Bush is Bush. We had two presidents named Bush. And then you have Lapidim, who unfortunately is a very powerful politician. But he'll do tshuva, Mitzvah Hashem. His wife is the great-granddaughter of a Goyen Olam, one of my Rebbeim. So Har Sinai, Kalis, who brought Kalis Lapidim. He's not talking there about Yiras Chet, Yiras Ha'inish. And the Jewish people, they saw these kolos, these lapidim. And they said, you speak to us, not God, lest we die. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al tiru, mantir yirasai. Ze lo kashur li yiras ha'inesh. Hakavanai li yirat ha'romemut. Fima sherov elu b'miktsas, es roimemut Hashem. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shenitna kacha teure, kedei sheyiru v'yargishu es roimemut Hashem. We're supposed to have roimemut, the exaltedness of Hashem. וכלפי זה אמרה הגמרא, שאם אין הנידון על יירס העונש, איך מונעת ראיית רוממות השם את החטא? If the issue is not יירס העונש, how does seeing the exaltedness of Hashem prevent sin? It's רוממוס. The nidon isn't יירס העונש, it's not the punishment. It's רוממוס. So you know what this יירס הרוממוס is? Because of this yiras haroimimus, because we fear God's exaltedness, we have this meat of busha that's not gonna, we're gonna be too embarrassed to sin in front of this great king. So we're gonna, that's how it's connected. Yiras nada oinesh, yiras haroimimus. It's awe. And when you're in so much awe, you're just gonna be embarrassed to sin in front of this being. So when he doesn't have midas habusha, yesh bo'azis panim. The Maharsha says the opposite of Boishas Panim is Azaz Panim. So also in the Rambam, the 19th parak of Surah Biyah. We quoted this Rambam in an earlier shir. So somebody doesn't have Midas Habusha, he has Azaz Panim, so then Romus Hashem is not going to help us. Rias Romus Hashem is not going to stop him from sinning. That's what the Gemara says. That preventing sin is because we had Yirasu al Panechem, and we're not going to sin because of the Busha. You don't have to come on to the al Panechem that the Ran and Marsha say. Pasha, the man, Yitia Yirasu, what's the Yir? Yiras Yeromus. If Yiras Yeromus Memela, you're going to be Mizbayish to sin. Call him Mizbayish lo Meheru Choite, because Busha brings you to Yiras Achait. And that means that if a person's Mizbayish, he's embarrassed. After we have the Yiras Yeromus, Mamar Sinai, Memela is not going to sin. So he has these two midas of Roimus and Busha. He has Yiras Roimus and Busha. He also has Yiras Chet. What's Yiras Chet? That his Yiras HaRoimus is Paul Klape Achet. That he's not going to sin. He's not afraid of the sin. He's not afraid of the punishment of the sin. He's afraid of the great God who told him not to sin. I always like to give the example of someone sitting in a movie theater. He's enjoying the movies, eating his popcorn. I don't know if they still have movie theaters, but soon. He's eating his popcorn. He's enjoying the show. And he's watching stuff on the screen he shouldn't be looking at. All of a sudden, the lights go on. And he sees sitting next to him, to his right, the Baba Sali and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and to his left is the Stipler, the Chazon Ish, Chofetz Chaim. So he's embarrassed. They're looking at him. They're not looking at the screen. He's embarrassed. So God is greater than all those people I mentioned put together. Obviously, a million times. So you have this yiras haroimus. It brings you a busha. It's a busha then to sin. And if a person is not Mizbayish, so then lo amdu avoysev al Har Sinai, because we were also given Uris Abisha Bushan at Har Sinai. It's part of our Sherish HaNefesh. It's one of the Siman of the Gemara, is one of the Siman of this nation. Etzem Midas HaBusha, not because of Minyas HaChet. So if a person's not misbayish, he doesn't have this mita of busha, he didn't stand at Har Sinai, because we had at Har Sinai we had the Roimamus, and we're not going to sin because we're too misbayish to sin in front of this great king. So maybe we got that mita at Har Sinai. And if a person doesn't have that mita, he wasn't there. And it's obvious we weren't there. Steht in Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. Shalosh Matanas Tagis, Netzan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave the Jewish people three good gifts. Chumanim Baishanim Goyim Lechasadim. Where do you see Baishanim? Ba'abur Tirei Rasa Alpanechem. The similar Baishan Shein Ochot V'chashen L'Boshes Panim Bori L'Hashem Do'av Yisrael Har Sinai. So you see that the Jewish people received the Matana of Busha, Shalosh Matanas Tovis. It's a Matana. We received the Matana of Busha at Har Sinai, because of the Man Tia Yirasoi. Where do you see the Yira here? Just the Busha. It says Yira. It's a similar Baishan Shein Ochote. What's the Baishan? It's a Yira. Yira and Shein Ochote. Where's the Baishan? And if you don't have Boshes Panim, you weren't, oh, they weren't over at Har Sinai. The answer is, because the Pasuk says, and you're not going to sin. That's the matan of busha. Rabbi say, in the next year, we have to discuss the pasuk in Mizbeach Avanim Tasili by Sivnats and Gozis. So we have to see the v'im over there, and then we're going to explain the v'im in Chatz Bikurim, and we're going to see Hemshech Neflois. מתורת השם, ואנחנו רק באמצע הדרך, רבותיי, לקראת הסוף, לקראת הסוף. אני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם, עוד נפלאות רבות נראה. תודה רבה רבה, הדברים היו שמחים, ונהירים כספירים וכשמיים בהירים. שלום, שלום.